Hello, and welcome to the No Filter with Kobo podcast. I'm Elsie Ruiz Alvarado. With the rise of multifunctional products and dermatologists drilling home the importance of daily sunscreen use among consumers, tinted sunscreens are receiving stellar publicity. While there are many tinted SPF formulas on the market catering to offer inclusive coverage while protecting your skin from UV damage, many are struggling leaving customers with no suitable version for their specific skin tone. If you need to create a tinted sunscreen, listen through, as today we'll be presenting you with a potential solution to that challenge. The formula of the month we are featuring is our Natural Tinted Sunscreen Stick. It is a series of five different inclusive shades with SPF. We will discuss the cobalt ingredients used, their purpose and formula, and offer some background so that you can create similar and effective formulas such as this one. To kick off the conversation, let me introduce one of our application lab specialists in Brazil, Isabella Bagni Nakamura. Hi, Isabella. Welcome back to No Filter with Kobo. It's nice to have another opportunity to talk with you.
Hi, Elsie. Thank you so much for having me again.
Isabella, this is not your first time on this podcast, right? So we may have someone new listening in. So please share with us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing at Kobo these days.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to the Kobo's podcast about our products and our formulas. And these days I've been working at Kobo Brazil's app lab as application specialist, managing and running internal and customer projects, also developing cosmetic formulations to explore the whole potential of Kobo's products.
It sounds like that's a great job that you have there, Isabella. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go ahead and get started with learning all about this formula. Okay, so my first question is if I would like you if you could tell us a little bit about what inspired our laboratories to create this product and if there was a benchmark.
This formula emerged as an opportunity for us to explore the tinted products market, that is, products with color that have other benefits such as sun protection, hydration, clarifying, something like this. We see many brands launching products with UV protection and offering light to medium coverage for the skin in relatively numerous palettes. One example is the Milk Sunshine Skin Tint Clean SPF 30 Foundation, a sheer clean skin tint with SPF 30 and hydrating skincare ingredients. Furthermore, we were able to explore the behavior and possibilities of using our new Kobo Tint product in an anhydrous system with exclusively mineral filters to create a high natural origin index formula and with an inclusive color palette.
Sure, I get it. Multi-benefit products have not only become a norm, but they're dynamic, they're fun, they're personalized, and they're big business. In fact, many millennial skincare favorites have created their own daily versions of multi-benefit sunscreens. Celebrities are in the market as well, bringing swagger to the sunscreen sector that is now a regular part of a morning ritual.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so now talk to me about the use of the sunscreen materials in this formula.
Yeah, sure. Our CNO750ESGP6 is the main ingredient responsible for the sun protection in this formula. It is a zinc oxide treated with stearoyl glutamic acid and polyhydroxystearic acid, which makes it extremely easy to disperse and stable in various emollients. Furthermore, the zinc oxide has a primary particle size of 25 nanometers, which helps to minimize the whitening effects that we normally see in tinted sun protection formulas, especially in darker shades. This ingredient is essential for achieving balanced broad spectrum UVB and UVA protection. Of course, we also use our SunBoost ATB Natural to provide a boost of UV protection and other benefits for the skin. And both ingredients combined with our recent launch Kobo Tint are aligned with new trends in the cosmetic market, such as sunscreen fusion, a trend that fuses some protection benefit with other benefits, such as hydration, anti-inflammation, and coverage in the case of products with colors, such as the formula that we are discussing today.
Yeah, the SPF ingredients you mentioned are all great solutions for creating SPF products. We actually offer various zinc oxide and titanium dioxide in the form of powders and dispersions, providing low whitening and SPF or yielding of an optical efficacy against UVA and/or UVB. Additionally, Kobo also offers mineral options for blue light protection, UVIR protection, and sunscreen boosters such as the Sunboost ATB Natural. Okay, so I noticed that the SPF for this formula is 32 and the PFA is 14. How is that tested?
Yeah, here in Brazil, it's common to use the ISO method to do screening tests. In this case specifically, we decided to run the tests in vivo with three volunteers. We are using the mineral filter, of course, but we are still using a booster, which acts as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant agent on the skin, avoiding the appearance of erythema. The in vivo version of this test is so important to really get this booster effect, you know.
Okay, I see. So, how did you know how much zinc oxide to use to achieve the SPF desired?
Yeah, that's a great question. Kobo has an amazing internal tool exclusive for customers called Sunscreen Calculator to estimate in silico SPF and PFA. I always use it to estimate the UV protection of my formula, and it's helpful because you can consider the mineral filters and the boosters in the equation. So the amount of each ingredient is easy to determinate. Of course, it's an estimation because in this case, for example, we were expecting an SPF 30 and we achieved a 32.
Wow, that's pretty close. I've understood from some of my customers that the sunscreen calculator has been very helpful in creating their sunscreen formulations. So, for anyone listening and interested in having access, please contact your account manager for user and password. I know that Sunboost ATB Natural, I know it as a proprietary blend of oils which have multiple benefits, and you've kind of mentioned some of that already, but can you break these down for us and explain the individual and overall benefits of this blend's use in this formula? Also, can it be used in other types of formulas?
Sure, Sunboost ATB Natural has a strategic combination of ingredients that help prevent oxidative stress, irritation, and skin inflammation. Argania spinosa kernel oil mainly contributes to promoting hydration and preventing sensitive skin from becoming inflamed. Bisabolol also has a very evident anti-inflammatory and calming action, which helps prevent the formation of solar erythema, that is, burns after exposure to the sun. And tocopherol acetate is mainly responsible for the ingredient's antioxidant action, helping to prevent damage caused to cellular DNA. Furthermore, Sunboost ATB Natural can be used in various types of formulation, hydro systems, oil and water, and water in oil emulsions in concentrations ranging from 3 to 5% ideally, and which allow achieve higher SPF and UVA protection. So it's a very versatile ingredient.
Yeah, that it is. As you said, the Sunboost ATP is packed with many benefits besides being a UV booster. Regarding boosters, though, I just want to add that Kobo also offers zinc oxide and titanium dioxide dispersions containing UV boosters such as butyl octosalicylate. And in fact, we have some versions with Sunboost ATP in them already. But it's important for formulators to understand that. Just keep in mind that if you use the dispersions with the butyl octosalicylate, you're going to lose the benefits of using Sunboost ATB unless you decide to work with the dispersions with Sunboost ATB, or you can add Sunboost ATB to your formula separately. Okay, and so What ingredient in this formula helps with providing the color and formula?
Yeah, to get the tinted version of this sunscreen, we used our Color Red Concentrated Cobalt Tint. Cobalt tint is a high concentrated pigmentary dispersion, so it's a paste that you can easily add to your formulation to create tinted products. In this dispersion, we have titanium dioxide and iron oxides pigments treated with isopropyl titanium triazosterate, one of cobalt treatments, which is a lipophilic treatment, and the carrier is caprylic capric triglyceride, a well-known emollient used in the cosmetic industry, which significantly reduces the risk of incompatibilities. We also have a suspending agent, an electrolyte, to guarantee the stability, and the preservative system is a combination of 1,2-hexanediol with caprylyl glycol. This dispersion can be used in water in oil in water, and hydrous formulations, always being added to the oil phase. And it's available in 5 shades. What explains why this is a serious formula? Because we made the KSL 532 PR with the 5 shades of cobalt tint to achieve a very inclusive color palette.
Yeah, these cobalt tint are exciting to offer to my customers. To our audience, if you'd like to learn more about the cobalt tint, go to cobaltproductsinc.com on the homepage under What's New at Cobalt, and you'll find a link to our podcast titled Cobalt Tint: Creating Inclusive Palettes for Tinted Products. It's our podcast episode 51. Just click on the link to listen to the podcast on your favorite platform. Okay, so moving on. I did notice the use of silica in this formula. What is its purpose in this formula?
Yes, the silica is very important to the final sensorial of the formula. We use a porous silica with 11 micrometers of particle size and low oil absorption. The silica is basically making the product easy to spread as a stick with a nice feel during the application, a very final sensory.
Yes, the MSS 500N silica that you're referring to is a favorite among many of our customers. It has such a great ball bearing effect. We have several other silicas available as well, varying in oil absorption, particle size, and density. Which one you choose to work with just depends on the properties you're trying to achieve in formula. Our account managers are well versed in helping our customers choose. So if you're looking for a silica, please contact your account manager.
Sure.
Okay, and so the following question is a little bit more regarding structure of the stick. So what helps in this formula to maintain the structure of this formula?
Yeah, I'll say that's an important question as stick formulas are very hyped nowadays. It's very important to know how we should structure them. In this case, we use JOS 10M5, a fumed silica gelatin with jojoba esters, very indicated to help suspend pigments and add viscosity to the oil phase. This is a clear product, so it's not going to change the final shade of the formula. And it can be heated in the same temperature of the waxes, so it's a great addition to sticks formula. And it's very important to the structure as well.
Right, yes, and I understand they're very easy to use as well. In fact, we offer an option of 7 different fumed silica gelatins to choose from, including natural options of jojoba oil and castor oil, just as an example, giving formulators the ability to tailor to their formula. Okay, and now we've now gone through all the cobalt ingredients in formula. What about the manufacturing procedure? Can you please describe the process for our listeners, providing any specific manufacturing advice, tips, precautions, and any specific equipment required?
Sure. Well, the process is quite simple, so it suits to the machinery of many companies that work with makeup and sun protection today. First, we add the emollients together with our booster, the polyhydroxysteric and the zinc oxide powder, and put in it in the disperser for about 10 minutes to ensure that all the powder is mixed with the oils and that the formula is quite effective. So it's a very important step. And after that, we take it to the propeller mixer at around 700 RPM and only then add the cobalt tint. We stir for about 5 minutes and next the waxes in the formulation are added to the main vessel and then the formula must be heated up to 80 degrees Celsius to ensure that all these waxes melt and form the structure of the formula. After everything has melted and keeping the heat around 70 degrees Celsius, the MSS 500N is added, and everything must be homogenized at 700 RPM for 5 minutes, I would say. While still hot, but not too hot and not below 60 degrees Celsius, the formula must be filled into stick molds.
Okay, I see. So it has to be a certain temperature before you can fill it. Okay. Okay. Well, Isabella, that's all the questions I have. Thank you for sharing with us today. I'm sure our listeners packed up some good tips and ideas that they can apply at their own lab benches. Your participation, as always, and expertise are always appreciated so much that we're welcoming you back to the podcast for May's Formula of the Month, which will be a mineral spray sunscreen. So I'm more excited to keep up the conversation with you in the next podcast. So yeah, that's it.
It's going to be great. Also, was this episode. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure. I'm always available. And I can't wait to share this episode. It's going to be great.
Great. Thanks again, Isabella. For all those who tuned in, once again, we appreciate you listening through and hope that you found this episode to be informative and of some value to you. Our intent is to get you inspired and to create formulas such as the one just discussed. If you would like to see the complete formula and want to know more about the ingredients discussed, go back to the description of this episode where you will find links to the formulas and literature of the ingredients mentioned. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your account managers as they are always ready to support. Also, remember that on social media at Cobalt Products, you will find pictures of the products and application. This podcast has been created by the content team at Cobalt Products Incorporated. Cobalt Products is a raw material cosmetic manufacturer and distributor specializing in treated pigments and dispersions. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice so that you don't miss any episodes. Have a beautiful day, take care, and see you all next time.